Welcome to our pre-show, the show before the show. Thanks to all of our replay viewers. We're giving our social media channels time to notify everyone that we're live, and we've taken our show on the road. So we're in New Orleans for Netroots Nation, which you will learn all about today. It's been around for more than a decade, drawing thousands of activists and organizers from around the globe. Now, unions have had a strong presence here. I've been here. I think this is my second time. Welcome. And let me see what time it is. It is 2 o'clock, so let's get started. Welcome to Activate Live. I'm Tanya Hutchins. Now this week we're in New Orleans, Louisiana for Netroots Nation, which officially begins tomorrow. Registration opens shortly and the setup continues here at the Convention Center. And we are here way early, so we want to give you a preview of this year's convention. Let me just throw out some numbers here. Netroots has attracted 3,000 attendees. There are 175 sessions and 400 speakers scheduled. And joining us now is Executive Director Eric Thutt, who is busy at work with setup and finishing touches. And we're so glad that he took time out to join us now. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
For people that don't know a lot about Netroots Nation, how did it all get started?
Well, it all got started as really a meetup of folks who were on the website Daily Kos. In that first 2 years, it was called Yearly Kos, and it was a chance for people who knew each other, who were activists online, to come together in person. But that very first year ended up being a large year with about 1,200 people. And that second year, we ended up with every Democratic presidential candidate other than Biden for a presidential forum. So it grew very quickly.
Very quickly, so much it has grown. How do you balance the size and the popularity with your mission?
Well, I think we could be bigger if we were in D.C. every year, for example. But we like to move it around. We want to go. It's important to us to involve local folks. So it is a balancing act. We also make sure it's affordable for everyone. But actually, it's sponsors like unions who allow us to make this an affordable, inclusive event.
Now we have the midterm elections coming up, and I notice you have a lot of presenters and speakers who will be talking about getting out the vote. Talk a little bit about that and why you wanted to include activists.
Sure. And for us, it's more important than just getting out the vote. I mean, every party of every size has been talking about getting out the vote forever. And for a lot of elections on the Democratic side, it's been focused about getting out the vote of people of color and of young folks forever as a way to win. Well, we want to focus on more than just that. We want to focus on getting folks involved. We believe that there is a new American majority out there, that we can win elections for progressives today with the numbers we have. We don't need to do anything else but actually be honest to ourselves, to our values, and come out with our policies that are for those folks. 67% of our speakers are people of color.
That's great.
This year. And
so you can't really talk about being underrepresented in Netroots.
Right.
Because
we can always do better.
Yeah.
To me, someone once asked me, how much is enough? And to paraphrase Ruth Bader Ginsburg, when she was asked how many women was enough, and she said 9, I would say 100% would be enough. You know, that would be really an ideal. Because we believe that the way forward, the way to win, is to use local folks and local organizations to do the work on the ground. And national organizations, we just need to go in and say, what do you need from us?
Now you have something for everyone here, and you have two pre-conferences going on today. Tell
Correct.
Us a little bit about those.
We actually have four
Really?
Meetings going on Okay. today. So two of the pre-conferences that are issue-focused are Ms. Foundation and Emily's List are putting on a pre-conference focused on women, and women's issue, and specifically women running for office. And then NetConnect is putting on a conference focused on LGBTQ issues. And they've been doing that for years, as the women's one. So it's a day-long pre-conference on Wednesday focused on a singular issue. So they can really get in and dive down deep on some of the issues around those groups. We also have the PCCC is here doing a candidate training, and Kairos is up there doing a training as well.
The training must be so important because we have more and more regular people, teachers and, you know, social workers and just regular people who want to make a difference and run for office. So that must help so much.
It does. And even during the regular conventions, trainings are one of our most popular topics. This year, we're going to have over 70 trainings. So that is up from just 40 trainings only 2 years ago. And these trainings are given by experts in their field who volunteer their time, put together these fantastic trainings. And it's everything from beginner training on how to run to office to advanced training on how to do an A/B test on your email list to see which message is delivering better.
Now, you really have people thinking outside the box and pushing attendees to kind of go beyond their communities. Tell us a little bit about the NetRoots mission and just why that's so important when it comes to partnerships and thinking in new ways.
Well, really, that is the NetRoots mission, is those partnerships. I mean, we are a convener. We are an amplifier. NetRoots itself, other than promoting progressive values and the online tools to promote those progressive values, we don't have a single mission other than to amplify the voice of these local organizations who maybe don't have a strong voice in Washington enough because they're not a large organization. But if we get 3,000 people together, even in a place like New Orleans or Atlanta where we were last year, then we can get them to come to us. So these folks can hear from the Cory Bookers, the
Elizabeth Warrens and
Kamala Harris. And more importantly, that the Cory Bookers and Elizabeth Warrens and Kamala Harris can hear from them. So this is their chance to be heard, to be amplified, and they can talk with each other. You can have a group like Planned Parenthood that can sit down and have a conversation with a Sister Song who does fantastic work for women in color in local communities, protecting their reproductive freedoms, but within a smaller community.
So, you know, we started out with grassroots, you know, with unions, and it's nice to see it continuing and having so much support. If there's somebody who isn't able to be here and they're really interested in NetRoots Nation, are you live streaming?
We live stream as much as we can and we can afford to. We'd like to do more. This year we have 3 of the panels that are being live streamed and all of our keynotes are being live streamed. You can follow us on Facebook and that's where the live streams are, and they will be archived for later as well. We hope people do watch live, and that co-stream is also being picked up by lots of various groups, ACT-TV, Daily Coast, and others.
Okay, and if you have ways for people with mobility issues to be here as well.
Exactly, yes. Whatever, we never want anything to be a barrier for someone to be able to come to NetRoots Nation. Whether it's money or mobility, we rent scooters for folks, we'll help out in various ways. We have a young gentleman who's 17 years old who's coming by himself this year. So our one of our 4 staff people is acting as his surrogate mom while he's here so he can enjoy
great.
The conference.
That is excellent. I was going to ask you if there are any rising stars, but you know what? If you have a 17-year-old here who's already interested, I'd love to see where he'll be in it.
Oh, exactly. He's already very active. We believe some of the Parkland students will be here this year. And we have volunteers who have been volunteering for years. My daughter's here, who started when she was 13. And we have a staff of, we used to call them the teen volunteers, but many of them have now moved on into their 19s and 20s or in college and beyond and are still coming back and helping out.
Well, that's great. Is there anything else you'd like to mention for people that are arriving tomorrow?
No, the registration desk is in Hall B1. Come in, get your badge, and really just enjoy. Some of the best things that happen in NetRoots Nations are a lot of the hallway conversations and the stuff going on in the exhibit hall, where you just get to have great conversations with folks.
And that's where we are, in the exhibit hall right now.
That's
so
right.
That's some of the noise that you hear is the setup that's going on. Do you know where you will be next year yet?
Yes.
Is it a secret, or are you allowed to say?
It is a secret. We'll announce it Saturday night.
All right, so we have something to look forward to.
That's right.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for joining
us.
We appreciate
thank you.
It.
You're great. Welcome.
Well, you too can join the conversation. So right now, just comment on this video if you've ever been to NetRoots Nation before as an attendee or even as a volunteer. You can use live chat on YouTube. You can also hit... on Twitter, you can hit the reply button on Twitter. You can hit Twitter. We're getting our next guest in, so we're just trying to move things around. And while we're doing that, I'm just going to let you know that we had some book winners recently where we gave away two signed copies of a book that was called Injustices by Ian Millhiser after a random drawing. And I forgot to mention the winners last time, but I'm going to mention the winners right now, okay? So Zita Hildebrandt and Elaine Poland, congratulations to both of you. Congratulations on winning that great book. It's a very good read called Injustices, about the history of the Supreme Court and about comforting the comforted. So they got a pretty good deal there, so much. If you are just joining us, we're at Netroots Nation, which kicks off tomorrow here in New Orleans. And we would like to thank Eric Thutt, who is just here. He's the executive director, for taking the time to speak with us. And we have a volunteer here who is going to speak with us to tell us a little bit about how she got involved with Netroots Nation and volunteering. So thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So just introduce yourself to the audience that we have watching on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and tell us how you got involved.
My name is Allie Tome. I have been coming for the past 6 years, so since I was 15, I'm now 20.
All right.
I got started because my parents had been coming every year. They've been to every single convention since it was Yearly Coast. And starting the second year, they got really involved with volunteering. So eventually I decided I was tired of being left at home while they came here. And I had to get involved with volunteering too. It's really, the staff do so much, but the volunteers are what make it all happen. So many of the people who work year round are volunteers, and so many of the people who come here early so they can help to volunteer and set up.
So what are you doing this year?
So this year I am the deputy mayor of Town Square, which is what we call our exhibit hall. So I am helping the mayor of Town Square, Linda, and I am helping her just run the exhibit hall, making sure that all of our lovely exhibitors and our sponsors have everything they need.
And we're one of the first ones in the hall.
Yeah,
and
we're so glad you're here.
That's right.
We're also running a contest this year where you can win a free registration for next year's Netroots. That involves just going around to all the different exhibitor booths and interacting. So that's fun.
What is the most fun thing about Netroots? If you take the volunteering aside, when you're here, how does it make you feel?
I love being here. I truly feel like I have a family here. When I come, I'm constantly getting hugs. There are so many people who are always looking out for me. I have so many parents and grandparents and nanas and siblings.
And it must be a wealth of information with things like labor unions.
Absolutely. As like a young person, there's a lot I don't know about the political world, about our government, about the way things run, both how they should run and how they do run. So it's people like the unions who come and educate us and talk to us and are willing to tell us what they do. And that's so important. I love learning about all the different people who make our world work.
Yeah, I mean, you're entering the workforce or you're already in the workforce, and we want to make sure that you have workers' rights and a way to enforce
Absolutely.
Those rights, you know? So
yeah.
That's great, and we're very impressed with all the activism we see with not only teenagers, but people in their 20s, so that gives us hope. Definitely does. Anything that you want other volunteers to know if they haven't arrived yet?
You should get here soon. There is always something to be done. Volunteering is so much fun, between helping people get registered and get their badges, helping them find their way around the hall, even setting up the swag bags that everyone gets filled with gifts and goodies from our sponsors. It's so much fun. Volunteering isn't a job. It's a privilege.
So this is going to be buzzing tomorrow.
It's going to be buzzing. There will be so many people here and so many volunteers making it all run.
And I know there will be speakers. I think there are speakers right in this hall as well, right?
Yes, there will be speakers in this hall. There will be an opening reception tomorrow that will be in here before the keynote takes place. So there are not only activities all over, but even in here. So book signings, speakers, music. We have the whole radio row filled with different broadcasters. And you guys who will be broadcasting throughout the convention.
Okay, I'm going to put you on a spot, and I don't mean to do that, but thinking back to high school, did you learn about unions? Because, you know, when I was in school, I didn't remember learning a lot, and that was in the 80s.
I learned very little. We learned about, like, the first unions and, like, kind of the history of workers' rights, but there's still a lot I don't know about unions and how they function, and it's only since I've started entering the workforce and learning about what I want to do in the future. I'm interested in education, so obviously there are teacher unions and all sorts of things that I just never knew about.
Yeah, I mean, the American Federation of Teachers, you have the National Education Association.
Yeah.
And we all know that if you make union wages, there'll be higher wages than non-union.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
Wow. And we're hoping that you all join the conversation at home as well. Whether you're on Facebook, you can make a comment right now if you've ever been to Netroots Nation, what you think about Netroots Nation. If you are on Twitter, you can hit the reply button and make a comment for us. Even if you're watching during the replay, you can do that as well. And on YouTube, we do have that live chat in the upper right-hand corner, so you can do that as well. I'm going to take a quick look at the Machinist Union on Facebook, just so I can look at our stream very quickly. If I can get my phone working here, this is hilarious because, this is too funny. I'm cracking up. Okay, I'm going to do a little search here for our page so I can find it. So this is technology, okay? Here we go. It popped up immediately. So we have Tony Walter, Rich Luciani, Ramon Garcia is saying howdy from Southern Territory. Edmundo joined us as well. I'm turning my sound down so you don't have to see all of that as well. Edmundo Soria says hola from D.C. Tony Worth says hi from Charleston, South Carolina. We appreciate you watching all that way. So thank you so much. We do appreciate all of you who are watching. Now, when we end every show, we always tell you to grab your pens and pencils because it's time to mark your calendars for upcoming classes and events. So we've been saying this for a while, but we don't want you to miss it. Registrations are due this month for classes in September and October. So take a look at this list here. Registrations are due for EAP 1, for Veterans Services Program, for Advanced Women's Program, also for Intermediate Web Development. And if you need more information, you can go to the website, which is wimpesinger.iamaw.org. That's wimpesinger.iamaw.org if you want any more information. Just a reminder also that the IAM Aerospace Conference takes place in September. That's going to be from September 10th to the 14th, so don't miss that as well. The other events that are happening, August 6th to the 12th, is the APRI National Conference in Phoenix. August 8th to the 11th is the LACLA Convention in San Juan, Puerto Rico. We will have a live report from there. Also APRI, Jim Price will give us a live report from Phoenix. August 12th to the 17th is the IAM Safety and Health Conference in Hollywood, Maryland. That is very important, and one of the most important things about unions is safety and health, making sure that no one is being injured or dying on the job. August 23rd to the 25th is the Pride at Work Convention in Phoenix. We will have a live report from there as well. And as I mentioned, September 10th to the 14th is the Aerospace Conference in Fort Worth, Texas. And there's also something very, very important that we want all of you to remember in Missouri. Tuesday, it is August 7th. I had to look at Valana to remember because Valana Cochran has been very instrumental out there as well. She's done some videos out there. There is a very important election that is taking place on Prop A, which addresses right to work for less. So Prop A is going to let the voters decide whether they want right to work for less or not. We are saying to vote no on Prop A because we want everyone to be able to make livable wages. So we have machinist union members out in Missouri that are working very hard day and night. They're knocking on doors, they're phone banking, and they're trying to make sure that we get as many people out there to vote as well, because we want to make sure that, you know, everyone in Missouri, you're voting for you and you're not voting for corporations. You know, we want to make sure that we have fair treatment on the job and that we can make wages that we can actually live on and have good benefits. So if you're in Missouri, get out and vote. Vote no on Prop A. And we'd like to thank all of the Machinist Union members who are out there working so hard. You know, even after they work all day, they go out and phone bank or they knock on doors. So we really do appreciate it. That is hard work out there. And we are going to keep you up to date on what's happening, not only here in New Orleans, especially when it comes to organized labor and protecting workers' rights. Netroots Nation also has a live stream for those of you that want to follow along if you couldn't be here in New Orleans. And next week, Communications Representative Delaine Adams is going to be hosting from our Maryland headquarters, and we'll have live reports from the APRI conference and the LACLA convention. So we thank you so much. I'm going to look around and say, did I forget anything? Joe, Woody, Valana, okay. So we're going to say goodbye for now, but we will have some more live reports here from Netroots Nation in New Orleans. Thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to comment and let us know what you think, especially about Prop A in Missouri and about Netroots Nation here in New Orleans. So we will see you probably before next week. We'll see you in the next 2 days. We'll give you some live reports here from Netroots Nation. Take care.